Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
The first big award show of the season was last night.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some smaller ones like Kelly was talking about earlier, but this one's the big one.
Them Globes, though.
This is the one where all the celebrities show up and they just start drinking.
Yeah, this is the fun one because it's TV and film.
Yeah.
And they drink and they're
they
kind of...
drink enough.
Yeah, they've been drinking.
Right?
Getting too careful and they're too worried about... I guess Johnny Depp scared everybody.
Yeah.
When he got up on stage.
I don't
want to
get up
too
there and
drunk.
Look stupid.
But I miss the days when some drunky drunks would get up there. It was fun. Ricky Gervais tried a little bit.
Or maybe the drunk ones just didn't win.
I don't know.
All the good ones won. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler were hosting again. They're wonderful together. You don't like them, Kelly?
I love them together. I just thought last night they should have gone out in a blaze of glory. And they just kind of, I thought,
played it safe.
Played a little too safe. And there wasn't enough of them. At one point, I realized, where have Tina and Amy gone? They were gone for an hour.
Yeah.
That's when I tuned out.
They were gone for a long, long time.
Didn't show up again.
I guess they had to do that one wardrobe change. I mean, that's part of the fun when you have women hosting is to see what all... I'm really
wear.
Jumping around, but
yeah,
you want to see how many outfits they're going to wear and judge them.
Yeah.
That's the fun. and they only changed once.
Let's go back to the monologue because a lot of people's favorite joke of the night had to do with George Clooney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably the one that landed the best.
That's the smartest joke.
George Clooney married Amal Alamuddin this year. Amal is a human rights lawyer who worked on the Enron case, was an advisor to Kofi Annan regarding Syria, and was selected for a 3-person UN commission investigating rules of war violations in the Gaza Strip. So tonight, her husband is getting a Lifetime Achievement Award.
That was great.
That's funny. That was funny. That made me laugh out loud.
Man,
that was
great. I don't see them together.
I don't either. It was fun to watch them all because she was very aware that the cameras were on her all night.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. It's
sure.
just she was constantly fluffing and fixing and very
stiff.
Very aware. It's
at first glance, a lot of the times I mistake her for Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, I get that.
At first glance. Yeah. But Anne has the short hair right now. But when she showed up on the red carpet, I was like, why is George Clooney with Anne Hathaway? It takes me a minute to recognize that it's his wife.
That's why Anne chopped off all of her hair. She was tired of being compared to Amal Alamuddin.
Yeah. I don't blame her. Now they look like different people.
I don't know.
Now, we were warned about this. Tina did say there would be some Cosby jokes.
Bill Cosby has finally spoken out about the allegations against him. Cosby admitted to a reporter, "I put the pills in the people! The people did not want the pills in them."
No, Tina, that's not right. It's more like, "I got the pills in the bathroom, but I put them in the people." You're right. It's got to be like, "I put the pills in the hoagie."
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's it. That's fair. That seems fair.
Oh, man.
Did he
put
say something
pills
about
in
putting... Was there a
hoagie? No, I think
joke
that was just a joke. That was a joke.
Okay, because I was like,
just a pee popper.
Did a girl accuse him of drugging her hoagie? Because I missed that.
No, I think it was just a.
Yeah, what's up with the hoagie?
About them doing their Bill Cosby impersonation. Is that it?
That's what it is.
I thought he got off real easy then, if that was
I did too, because that was it, right?
No, they did. There was a Cinderella or Sleeping Beauty joke in there.
Yeah.
I just thought they let him off pretty easy.
There wasn't in Sleeping Beauty spent a night with Bill Cosby or something like that.
They were leading up to the Into the Woods. They were
Into the Woods.
Couldn't do a lot of jokes. They weren't out there long enough.
I know.
I thought Ricky Gervais's whole little spiel was funny since he doesn't get to host.
Me
and
too.
You gotta either like Ricky Gervais or, you know, he has that British different sense of humor, but I find him to be hilarious. So he seemed a little drunk and his whole spiel was about not trying to not offend people and not talk very much, but he did exactly the opposite.
Awesome.
Let's not ruin it. By me saying anything, really. No one wants to see me insult any of you rich, beautiful, overprivileged celebrities. So no ordinary people at home wants to see that, because you're better than ordinary people. And you know it, and they know it deep down. I'm not going to start picking on things you've done. Some of it immoral. A lot of it illegal. But if we've learned one thing, it's that famous people are above the law, as it should be. So
he was just the right buzz.
I love
yeah,
him.
He was just
him.
The right buzz.
You're on the edge of your seat because you're like, I wonder what he's going to say. Yeah. There's that like, oh my gosh. And you know,
the one thing I do like about the Golden Globes is that I feel like you get to enter a dinner you're not supposed to be at. Like this is they have so many inside jokes on there, and they're all staring at each other, and it's almost as if they forget that the cameras are there.
I think the biggest problem for me, because normally, you know, I try and see a lot of these movies that are nominated, and yeah. I have not seen enough this year. I've only seen a few of those movies, and some of them were so small and like independent films that I just, you know, it's kind of lost on me.
Yeah,
and
I feel like it's probably, TV show.
Yeah, lost on a lot of people watching at home.
I got to get out of the bar and start watching TV. I mean, well,
and movies.
Yeah, right.
The lady from Downton Abbey, that Froggatt girl or whatever, she plays
Spoiler
Anna.
Alert.
Right? See, I'm playing catch up. I'm sort of binge watching but taking my time because I don't really want to catch up yet until the current season's on Amazon Prime because that's how I'm watching it. And so I'm only in season 3. And when she gets up there and gives her speech, she tells, you know, talks about what happens to her character. And I'm like, oh my gosh. This happens to Anna, and then somebody else spoiled something else that happens to her husband, and now I don't want to watch anymore because of what's about to happen. I'm so sad.
I know.
People warned me. They said some beloved characters on this show are going to die.
That's
Kelly.
A good just, show, Kelly.
You love it,
good show.
But people are going to die, and so a couple of characters that I really did care about have already died. So that wasn't spoiled for me.
But you don't expect
knowing that
storylines.
Horrible things are going to happen. I'm like, I just don't know if my heart can take
it. Yeah. Because I get
very invested.
Because I did what you did with Breaking Bad, where I caught up late, and that didn't happen with Breaking Bad, where they gave away some storylines about the show when they received awards. So I saw a lot of people that were angry that...
Because it's not her fault.
It's not. You should be caught up.
This is actually a storyline, apparently, that happened in season 4, and now they're in season 5. But, you know, the way people watch stuff is different now. Everybody binge watches or whatever.
Now,
and that Transparent... that's on Amazon Prime. That got a lot of love last night.
Uh-huh. The old
where
guy,
the dad comes out as a transgender to his children and stuff. That
sounds interesting.
And I haven't watched House of Cards, which I need
that's
to.
On Netflix.
I feel bad admitting that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to make network TV kind of upset, though, to see online services beating them out.
Okay, so when are we going to talk? We're talking about the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
When are we going to talk about Jennifer Lopez.
Okay, let's do that. High five of the night goes to...
High five!
Jennifer Lopez's dress.
Jeremy Renner and Jennifer Lopez presented together.
Woo! Yes. Lord.
Let's just say that Jeremy, along with everybody else that was watching the show, noticed that she was wearing a very low-cut top.
And the Golden Globe goes to...
You want to open it?
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
I have the nails.
Yeah, get after it. You got the Globes, too. Billy Bob Thornton. Fargo.
I'll tell you, something was stabbing her boobie, and I was so distracted. Yeah. Was it tape? Was it a sequin? Was it an underwire? I was so concerned about Jennifer Lopez's discomfort level, and also very hot. She kept fanning herself. Everybody looked oily. People were noticing it on Twitter to me.
Yeah.
I think the air conditioner must have been broken.
It was hot in there.
She's up there fanning herself, and I know she's not having a hot flash. She is not old enough yet. And her boobies uncomfortable. I just felt
they were
bad
looking good,
for her.
Though. Oh, she was looking good.
I think it was just tape because I don't think her boob was uncomfortable. I think it just
Go back and study it. I know that gives you an excuse.
I got into a fight with my sort of boyfriend last night.
Yeah. Why?
About what?
Because
about her boobs?
Because he goes, I don't even think I'm crazy, but I don't find Jennifer Lopez attractive.
What?
And I cannot understand or fathom. I know it's all subjective when you think someone's hot or whatever. And he's like, I'm not attracted to her. And I'm like, there's just no way, even if she's not your type, you cannot say she's not a ridiculous human specimen.
You know what he's doing, Big Al.
Was he trying to get in?
Yeah, come on.
No, because I said, fine. Then I want to see, you know, what kind of plain Jane you're going to sit there and tell me is hot. And then he goes, that girl's hot.
Which one?
It's Dakota Johnson from the 50s.
Dakota! Oh, no! What?
And I went,
Dakota Johnson over J-Lo.
I was like, I'm thinking of you differently right now. I'm judging you by who you think is hot. Yeah, no, trust me. He wasn't trying to just like build up my ego like you're hotter than her.
I mean, she's
pretty. He was going on and on. I'm like, so I bet you don't think like, is it a Latina thing? What is it? How do you not find J-Lo hot? And how do you think she's hot? I was mad.
I'll tell you, there was so little chemistry between Dakota Johnson and this Jamie Dornan.
Yeah, yeah.
It was, they are not helping this movie one bit. 50 Shades of Grey coming out Valentine's Day. They need to separate these two.
You should be.
Never let them be seen in the same room together again because the chemistry is not there. I even tweeted, and people were, Jennifer Lopez and Jeremy Renner would have been better in 50 Shades of Grey. Go back and reshoot it. I'm seriously upset about this.
They should be all over each other when they do appearances like this.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
Where they can't control their hands,
you know,
and they got to be
actor.
Touching.
Yep. Fake it.
They got to stare at each other with those googly eyes. Nothing.
It's weird.
It's nothing.
Cold. It's like they're the ex-boyfriend and girlfriend who just hate each other and don't want to stare at each other. When you watch them present at the Golden Globes.
It's like they're total strangers.
Not even that. It's like they're almost grossed out by each other. And I don't want to go watch a movie where they're supposed to be all kinky and stuff.
I don't say that.
If they're not really feeling it.
How excited are you about 50 Shades?
I was excited. And then I saw that. I can't. That's not real to me.
Every interview they've done, remember when the trailer was released last year? They were interviewing them about the trailer being released. Whoever does that?
The best kiss of all time in the elevator. No, it's not that good. It's not that good.
You Everybody were excited was, about 50 Shades?
I was.
Yeah.
Why? You're a guy. You know you're a guy.
Yeah. Did you read the book?
No.
That's why I think they had casting issues.
Of course not.
Charlie Hunnam would have been great with another girl, and then he couldn't do it. I think it says a lot about the script.
It's a bunch of it's a sexy time.
Okay.
It's women's fantasy.
I'm still thinking about Jennifer Lopez. I'm sorry.
It was really sweet. Gina Rodriguez, she won for Jane the Virgin.
I love her.
That
was
really sweet.
I love her.
Acceptance speech.
Uh-huh. Most inspiring speech of the night goes to Gina Rodriguez.
This award is so much more than myself. It represents a culture that wants to see themselves as heroes. My father used to tell me, to say every morning, today's going to be a great day, I can, and I will. Oh, Dad, today's a great day, I can, and I did.
Aww. Oh,
you know,
that's so cool.
Based
CW, I don't know if any show on the CW has ever won a Golden Globe, and I think based upon that, certain celebrities were sitting way in the back.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She was.
And like,
takes them all forever to walk into the
people
stage.
People were tweeting me, @Sestilet, I'm sorry if I said that wrong, wondered if they had seated Gina in the Golden Globes Annex building. I mean, it was that bad.
It takes them a while to walk up there. They say their name. It's like, I went in, fixed myself a plate, and came back. She was still walking to the
homegirl had to sprint for like 10 seconds to make up for the time.
It's weird because nobody's clapping by the time you still get up there. Yeah. And they have to do a little rally clap at the end.
Well, yeah, because they stand up and they have to hug everybody at this 10-top table. So you hug all of them, kiss all of them, shake hands, high five. Then you start that journey from your table to the stage. And it just takes forever.
Everybody was really excited. And so, well, before it happened, Us Magazine, I think it was, tweeted out that Prince was going to be presenting for Best Song.
I had no idea. Best Original Song. Everyone was starstruck.
Excellent.
I had a very little bit of a heads up on that. And he came out and presented it. And there's nothing much he had to say. It's just the fact that he was there and said it.
He doesn't have to say anything. That's the thing about Prince. He just walks up there and just kind of stares around and people cheer.
And I love seeing the celebrities so excited. Because, you know, you don't see celebrities just excited a lot.
I had an epiphany. I'm like, what if Bruno Mars and Prince get together?
We said
they
this
have to get
a month
together.
Ago.
I don't remember. I thought it was my original idea. They have to get together.
Mm-hmm.
They just have to.
Yeah.
Oh, the vibe. I don't think I could survive it.
Bruno Mars is the Prince now. Think about it. He is.
Same height.
They got the
hair.
Same skin color, basically.
Even the little dance.
It's got to happen.
And same swag. You know, a different kind of swag, like, but a similar swag.
Prince and Bruno Mars don't have to go full on out with a dance. They do like a half-sea dance, and the girls get all like.
And they both make good fast music and good ballads.
Yeah.
I don't think Prince can go on full-on dance anymore.
No, he can't.
Probably not.
I mean, he's walking with a cane for a reason.
He probably needs that cane.
Have you seen him backstage? He rides around on a little motorized wheelchair.
Oh, really?
Do you think he really needs it, or is it like Willy Wonka?
I think he's got bad hips.
Like, he uses the cane, and then he just, like, does a somersault.
Do you know how much gyrating he did throughout his career? That just wears out your
splits.
He's got a bad case of bursitis.
Bursitis?
Bursitis.
I got a cousin named
Bursitis.
What is,
painful hip.
Because I think I got that
Kelly,
before, but that was on my knee.
I got bursitis in my hip.
Can you have bursitis in your knee? Or
I
hip?
No.
I think I got it in your knee.
I have had it in my shoulder, and now I've got it in my hip. I got to get
You can get it in your elbow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe that's what I have.
That's bositis.
So, bositis. Any joint, basically.
Black people get it. It's called brositis.
Brositis?
Yeah.
I thought that was Jersey Shore people. Bro.
Bro.
I can't stop saying bro.
George Clooney just makes me
mad. Yeah, we got to talk George Clooney.
Just play the part where he talks about a mall. I don't get it. It makes me kind of like, meh.
Here's George full on in love with his wife, Amal.
Listen, it's a humbling thing when you find someone to love. Even better if you've been waiting your whole life. And when your whole life is 53 years.
Just here.
From Amy. Start the jokes. Amal, whatever alchemy it is that brought us together, I couldn't be more proud to be your husband.
You know what he's doing.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
You know what he's doing.
You got a former player up there talking about how in love he is. That was not just a player. That was the player of all players.
Those are the people that you got to watch out for getting divorced. If you gush that much.
Because the rumor over the weekend was been that Amal so worried and jealous over his relationship with Sandra Bullock.
You know his friends are watching TV and they're like, really?
Dude.
Really?
Yeah.
They're like, come on, George.
Nah,
all on TV doing
totally that. See that.
I mean, I would do that myself, but your friends are not going to respect you.
What about all the mother women? I was ticked off. He's like, this is the first time I've ever been in love. What about all the mother women you've been telling
well,
you
he wasn't in
all
love with
years?
Them.
I'm ticked off at George Clooney.
The wrestler? You think he was really in love
with not,
the wrestler?
I was not pleased
you
by
weren't
this
pleased
at
by
all.
That?
No.
He showed love on a stage. He's never done that before.
Weird together. I'm with Jenna on that. I don't know. It just happened too fast.
No, you let the player play.
You don't think they're going to last?
I don't know. I hate to lay a prediction on that, but it just doesn't feel right to me.
Do they make it to the end of the year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They're going to pop out a baby.
Because that's going to be 2 years by then. And you know George has a two-year rule.
Well, that was before marriage.
Yeah, what's the marriage thing? Four?
Yeah, at least go double, yeah.
I think they're
solid.
I think he's going to give her a baby this year. This year.
And that means together forever, right?
Yeah. Clooney cloning.
All the time, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Once you have a baby, there's no divorce.
Baby fix everything,
18 years. At least. Baby Clooney this year. I'm calling it.
Well, I had fun tweeting along with everybody last night. My favorite, I think, was from Danielle Wilkin. She said, my husband just asked how long Maggie and Jake Gyllenhaal have been married. Hashtag facepalm, hashtag out of touch. That's funny.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Do you have that one thing you've always dreamed about doing?
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been in the back of your mind. Maybe you don't have the right resources to do it. Maybe you just need that little extra push to get you out there to do that.
Sure.
That's where we come in. Go to KidNation.com right now. Tell us your dream and how we can help you achieve that dream. And we will try our best to do it. We're going to start making dreams come true on MLK Day, which is
January 19th.
Which is Monday, right?
Week from today.
Week from today, we'll start granting those dreams.
No dream too big or too small.
Yeah.
It could be something very random.
Yeah.
Just want to come in here one day.
Yeah. What was the one you did, Jenna, with the bear?
Yeah. A girl said her dream was to hug a bear. And, you know, by law, that's hard. You can't really
Dangerous.
Hug a bear. But we fed grizzly bears at a rescue center nearby.
Cool.
Fig Newtons. Grizzly mm-hmm. bears. It was so cool. She was just thrilled.
One lady wanted to conquer her fear of roller coasters. I kind of share that fear. So I rode a roller coaster with her, and she got over it.
And then one lady wanted to get pregnant with in vitro fertilization. No, you did not.
Al's been helping women
She's
get
married.
Pregnant for years.
But we did help a couple get pregnant with in vitro.
Yeah,
thanks
it's an
to
expensive venture, yeah.
Kelly's doctor helped out with that. So head on over to KidNation.com. We want to get your dream out there for you. And speaking of dreams, I believe Emma Kelly has a dream.
She does, JC.
How old is your daughter now, Kelly?
She's 8.
Oh, she's 8 going on 29.
She was invited by another little girl in her class to join the little, it's not called the Girl Scouts at this point. They're brownies.
Yeah. Shout out.
Which I don't really understand. I never came up in the Girl Scout program, so I don't know what makes the difference between a brownie. Is it
I
an
did,
age
Kelly.
Thing?
It's an age thing. Thing.
It's like Cub Scout and Boy Scout.
Yes. Uh-huh. But even though she's only Girl Scout light, brownie status, she's selling cookies, which Emma Kelly has the obvious question, why am I not selling brownies? I thought that was an excellent question.
Because she's a brownie. That is.
It's a very good question.
That is a good question.
That's deep and great, actually.
See, I was hoping my daughter would take after me in this respect. When I was a little girl and the school would come to you with their big rah-rah fundraisers and they'd have somebody come in from the big organization they've hired to come raise money for the school. And they'd say, you sell these spices or these candles or whatever it is. You go door to door and they tell you the whole spiel and you can win this teddy bear. And I'm like, I don't want that teddy bear. I don't care. I don't like going door to door. I don't like asking people for money. I just don't. I've never liked asking people for money. And this started when I was a child. Mm-hmm. My daughter, on the other hand, has drunk the Kool-Aid. And she wants to go out there and go door to door. Of course, now things are different than when I was a little girl. They had the big spiel last week about how, you know, you have to watch for no solicitation signs.
Thank you, Kelly. I put that bad boy up on my mailbox thinking it would work.
No, it didn't work.
It does not work.
You need to put it on your door.
Doesn't
matter.
I know, but you're walking up to my door, and the first thing you see is a no solicitation.
I know, and then it ruins that. You know, nobody wants a big no solicitation sign
on the door.
Ruining your door.
I know,
it's ugly. And I told him, McKelly, I said, you know what happens when somebody knocks on the door at our house? How do we feel? She panics. She gets really scared.
Why is that that we do that?
You don't know who it is.
It's like, I told her, I said, we never answer the door unless we know who's coming over.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, too many bad things have happened in this world, and I'm sorry if I've scared my daughter, but I said, we never answer the door unless we know who's coming.
Mm-hmm. Dang right.
And so I said, so imagine how you feel when somebody knocks on our door. Do you want to make somebody else feel
that
in our neighborhood?
So you're trying to convince her to not go sell.
And
our whole neighborhood has a no solicitation policy. They posted at the beginning of the neighborhood. I said, honey, you can't go door to door. That's against, you know, that's not being
a good
neighbor.
Well, she can, just not in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
I don't want to go door to door.
You're Kelly Raspberry.
You want to get a wagon and go behind her and
get
go
a
up
wagon.
To the doors with her. I'm like, I'm not
Oh, that's so cool.
That.
Put all the cookies
do they
back
still,
there.
No, but that's the thing. Do they still do it how they used to? Because when I went around, first of all, the cookies were like a dollar a box.
They're
and
not
now
anymore.
They're 10.
They're 4.
I didn't have them in stock. I had to go get that like promise, basically. Like either they pay or they pay later. And you don't even have cookies to give people on the spot.
You can do it that way. Or I could pre-buy how many I think she's going to sell.
And then set up like a little lemonade stand / cookie stand.
No, they've already got her signed up. She has to sign up to go sit in front of a grocery store.
Oh, Kelly loves it.
Oh, okay.
Do you know how hard I work to avoid eye contact with Girl Scouts at the grocery store?
I know.
Well, now, karma.
And now my daughter is one of them.
Karma. That's karma, Kelly.
And they want me as a parent to volunteer.
With the clipboard?
To sit there.
Hey, Kelly, you could make so much money, it's going to be an appearance.
I'm like, just tell me how much you want me to write the check for. That's what I feel like.
But Kelly, this is instilling in young people that
begging?
That's getting them
it's
over.
Not begging.
No, that's
You're
getting
selling.
Them over that cold call, that fear of, you know, that public speaking.
Does
and
the big marquee say Girl Scout cookies and Kelly Raspberry appearing from 4 to 6 p.m.?
Yeah, where are you going to be at this weekend, Kelly?
I am so, and I told her I had to compromise with her because she wants to go door to door. I mean, I was even trying to discourage that. I'm a horrible mother. I was like, I said, okay, what about this? We'll only go door to door of people that we know and love.
You better not
so
come
now
to my house.
I'm going to
your mom and dad.
I will call ahead of time and let you know. Kelly and I are on the way. She's coming over.
Hold on.
Just buy her a box of cookies. I'll pay you back. I don't even care.
I am so... I'll just give you the money.
You can come
I know
over.
You're not coming to my
oh,
house.
Oh, wait.
Come to me.
And I need exchange. If I'm going to give you the money, I need the exchange right then. I need the box of cookies
You let me know what you want to get.
Okay.
So anyway, Emma Kelly last night, so excited to try her spiel.
Oh, yes.
She has a little message for you.
Oh, really? Here's Emma Kelly's...
All right, come on.
Girl Scout
Come
cookie
on,
pitch.
Kelly,
here we go.
Hi, Big L, JC, Jenna, and Shannon. It's Emma Kelly. I'm selling Girl Scout cookies, and since Mommy doesn't want me going door-to-door selling them, I'm going to sell them to the people I love. So, there are Savannah Smiles, Trefoils, Do-Si-Dos, Samoas, Tagalongs, Thin Mints, and Rara Raisins, which are new, and those are $4 a box. And we also have the new Toffee-Tastic, which are gluten-free
She's
and
good.
$5 a box.
She's good.
So will you please buy some Girl Scout cookies for me?
No, you did not.
No, she did.
I love you, and bye-bye.
You did not make your daughter give us googly eyes on a video, Kelly.
She knows what works.
She tilted her head to the right.
Dang it.
She did the little prayer thing.
She did a little pretty little pouty lip.
I need to teach Emma Kelly some stuff that I used to do, Kelly.
I love it. She was knowledgeable.
Well, you take her out door to door.
No, this is what you do, Kelly. You buy your box of cookies, however many, at $4 a pop. And then you go out and sell them for $5 a pop, and you make a dollar profit.
We're not trying to profit.
Oh, why not?
Kelly, why don't
I don't want to make a profit?
This is what this world's about. Take money, make money.
Why can't you put Emma Kelly outside of Big Al's bar at 2 a.m. so when people are drunk and leaving,
genius.
Right there next to the food truck.
You can charge. I mean, I'd spend $20 on a box of cookies.
I can't put my child at a bar.
Yeah, you can. Oh, tonight for the national championship game.
Alex underagers in all the time.
Do you know how many Ohio State people will be
there? But see, the thing is, okay, I'm not doing that, number one. I don't want my daughter dealing with drunks. but I don't have the product in hand.
That's how you can mail it.
Problem number two. I would put on a Girl Scout uniform and stand out there and do that.
You know where she would kill as well? At a convenience store around 8 o'clock at night when all the stoners are going to go get their food.
Mm-hmm. I don't want my daughter dealing with that.
They're just going to buy cookies anyway.
They're gentle.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
You save them a trip inside the store. They won't get confused. They walk up to the store, and McKelly sells the cookies. Then they go back to their house.
She's going to have to sell them.
I just think this whole door-to-door thing is antiquated and needs to go away.
Aren't they doing it online now, which is weird?
Some of them are, but not our troop.
An office building. Maybe even this building.
Kelly, you guys need to have a mother-daughter viewing of Troop Beverly Hills.
Why?
Does it teach you stuff?
Troop Beverly Hills is one of the best movies of all time.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, you have the real snooty, real go-getter troop, the Red Feathers.
Yeah.
And they actually end up, the whole premise is, you know, they're selling the cookies and stuff, but then they have to go to a kind of like an obstacle course style camp together, and the Red Feathers are very competitive.
Oh, wow.
You would love this movie, though.
Bring her to my apartment building. I don't know. I'll go with her. And we'll just go door to
door. You do it. I do not want to do it.
We'll go door to door in my apartment building, and I'll tell her it's my daughter, and I'm trying to help her out. And she can give the little puppy, the little duck thing, puppy dog
duck,
eyes,
duck,
duck lips, and all that kind of stuff. And we'll sell some right there in the building.
All right. Thank you, Al.
Yeah, no problem.
What are you two going to do for her?
Did you buy Kaysen's tamales when he was selling them?
Nobody asked me to buy any tamales. Kinsey showed up passing out tamales to everybody. I said, nobody asked me for tamales. Okay,
Kaysen showed up one day with his little baby face.
Not here.
Wait, is it? Do they have like a Mexican Boy Scout and they sell tamales?
Yeah.
She was delivering tamales. I said, nobody ever asked me. I did tamales.
No. Yeah, but I want to hear the spiel.
He was here. Kaysen was in the Boy Scouts.
And
he came out here to sell you guys tamales. And you guys just ignored him.
Oddly enough, Kaysen's in the Mexican version of the Boy Scouts. They're called the Brownies, too. They still do the same thing.
Oh, really?
Great job there, Brownie. Hey, George Bush said
it. I'm just going to let that just
marinate. George Bush said it.
Did he?
You didn't think we, like, hit it before and it was funny?
I mean, it was fine the way it was.
You just had to get offensive with it.
I mean, okay. That's Big Al.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Kanye, stop it.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kranick Morning Show.
Well, we should be all excited.
Right.
We have the man that every woman's looking at nowadays.
The show we obsess about.
Yeah. Well, they're calling him Prince Farming. He hails from Arlington, Iowa. His name is Chris Sewells, the bachelor himself.
Prince Farming.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going, guys? Good morning.
Hey, Chris.
How's it going for you after this finally, after months of buildup, it's finally on the air. The reaction on social media, how's it going since your debut as the bachelor?
You know, it's not much has changed. It's been a lot of fun to watch the journey begin to unfold, and I'm excited to continue to watch with the rest of the country.
Now, a lot of us are upset with you, Chris.
Why?
Because after episode one, he took the drunk chick. You took the drunk
chick.
That's
the thing,
man.
Chris. I sit there with my daughter. I've always said about The Bachelor, this is educational for women who go out and date. It shows you what men will put up with, what they will tolerate.
Yeah.
What they like physically, it's usually the real revealing, but not slutty. I'm glad you didn't keep the wrestler chick. That was ridiculous. But I'm sitting there telling her, look at that drunk girl. Look at that wild, crazy girl.
I knew you
look at that foul-mouthed tart.
Yeah.
And you picked the drunk, the foul-mouthed tart, and you picked, I mean, it was crazy. What were you thinking?
I understand the foul mouth.
I can explain.
Go ahead.
I didn't understand the foul mouth. That was behind the scenes. That was something I didn't experience. But I did meet Tara when she was in a more sober state earlier on in the evening. And the first I was able to see her, you know, in her drunken state was at the rose ceremony. And I reconsidered for a few minutes with Chris Harrison. And I thought, this is a long evening. Some people don't quite understand how long and, stressful and genuinely difficult it is.
The other 28 girls didn't have a problem figuring
they
it out.
They held their liquor just
you're
fine.
Right. You're right. But, some people make mistakes. And,
I get it.
And I recognize that and knew being a part of that in Andy's season that, that can happen. So I gave her kind of a second chance to see if that was, something that would ever happen again. If, obviously, if it did, it was we would not be moving forward.
Chris, is it difficult? I would just think, because, you know, in the beginning you're meeting all these girls, but after a couple, you know, even days or weeks of hanging out with most of these girls, you kind of probably mentally have it narrowed down to the few that you'd actually consider marrying. So is it hard when you still have to go out on dates with, you know, 20 girls, 15 girls, when you know that you don't consider them in your future?
You know, I assumed it would be that way myself going through the, you know, prior to actually getting involved in the process. But this situation for me was not quite that way, because there was a lot of great women. And you guys will be able to watch the journey alongside me and see how it does play out and how really challenging it is. But there are a lot of great girls that have a lot of offer, that I can genuinely see myself with.
Now, we're talking with Chris Hulls, who is The Bachelor. Season 19 premiered on Monday, this past Monday. And you can watch it on ABC at 8, 7 Central on Mondays.
And you've been very vocal that you did find love and you are engaged, right? Because this is already done.
Yeah, does Arlington have 428 people now?
I didn't say that I was engaged, but I am in love.
Okay.
There might be a twist there. And here's another thing. You know, we were talking, because we really dissect this show every week. I mean, we're obsessed.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
And we were saying this year is a different approach. Usually the bachelor they choose has some sort of fantasy element, like it's a prince maybe or the heir to the Firestone fortune. And with you coming in as a farmer, that didn't seem like a big fantasy for a lot of women. But I'm reading online that you are a millionaire farmer.
Oh, that changes everything.
Is that true, Chris?
That changes everything.
Oh, you know, you can't believe everything you read online, you know. But I feel like I've been successful in life and work and business. But the one thing I haven't quite gotten nailed down is obviously the love thing. So that's what we're working on, this and me being the bachelor for.
This show changes people. I mean, it really does. I mean,
do you think you'll be able to go back to the farm once you get a taste of Hollywood, right?
Yeah, they offer you a job to be on E.T. or Dish Nation, whatever it is, you know. Will you be able to go back to Iowa and go back to the corn and all of that?
I will be going back there in about 6 hours, and I'll be very happy that I'll be doing that, even though it's only probably 10 below there. But yeah, you know, that's one thing that living on the farm I found is beneficial, because I can get away from all the craziness that's in L.A. or wherever. You know, I can hide out and do my thing, be a part of my passion, and go forward with that, and not have to kind of be a part of Hollywood.
You like the low-key.
But Chris, I mean, social media isn't just in Hollywood, and people can be pretty brutal with the things they say about you. So how do you navigate that as a normal guy from a farm when you have people, I mean, just reading tweets when people are like, I want Ari to be the bachelor. Oh, I don't want Chris. You know, that kind of thing. Did that affect you?
You know, at first, I'm not going to lie, it was weird. I've never been a social media guy. I didn't have a Twitter account. I barely got on Facebook until I finished The Bachelorette, and I found, okay, fans want to see me on there, so and people kind of encouraged me to get involved. But other than that, I could have cared less about Twitter and Instagram, and didn't even hardly know how to do it.
But what about now?
Involved, and I do pay attention. I'm not going to lie. I'm involved way more than I ever have been. But I'm also, you know, there's a lot in life that's way more important to me than what people are saying on those things. And I get that there's people out there that are always not going to like you or want to say bad things.
Right.
That just happens, whatever. You know, it's like,
You know you.
Yeah, I know me, and I'm going to be me, and I'm going to be stick with my guns, and that's really all you can do. I think it's, everybody's got their faults, and I am not one that's an exception of that, so. But you cried
a couple nights. You cried yourself to sleep a couple nights, right?
I have never lost an ounce of sleep based on what somebody said.
Good. Okay, good. We're talking with Prince Farming.
Do you like that title, Chris? Is that okay? Prince Farming?
The Bachelor.
I've told a lot of people that I've been called a lot worse.
There you go.
Like what?
Oh, stop it.
Like what?
We have to ask. Because, you know, the Bachelor is good for one thing. Teasing and those, you know, the previews of what's coming up in the season. So we have to ask you, I personally want to know about two things. Now, it's too early for me to remember everybody's name, but that chick that you eliminated but came back to have a word with you. Does that end well? Do you ask her do you have a second thought? You're like, you know what? This girl has enough gumption. I'm going to put her back in the pot.
Oh, going to have to watch.
Oh, come on, Chris.
Yeah, of course. Tell you everything.
Come on.
But you know, she was very bold, and God bless her for coming back. And
oh, that's a bless your
that's
heart,
a no.
Taker.
But be honest with this, Chris, because they did the teaser for the entire season.
The tent. Ask about the tent.
Hold on. I'm going to go ask about the tent real quick. And as you saw with Juan Pablo, you know, it started strong for him. And
everybody turned on him.
People turned on him. That's what they made it look like with you.
In the tent.
Were you mad about the teases and what happened in the tent? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I slept in the tent. That's all I know. But, you know, the experience, the whole entire journey was incredible. And I have no regrets. And I think that they definitely want people to get excited about it. So they spice it up a little bit. But there's going to be some fun, crazy drama along the way.
You're a good salesman, Chris.
Who'd you pick?
I'm afraid
I
he's
wish
not
I could tell you.
Oh, I thought I might
really,
trip him
really
up.
Yeah, how do you
the way
go?
You masked that question?
Yeah, Chris, aren't you worried about her, whoever you did pick, and you guys have to go around in secret when she's watching these episodes? Are you worried about that? I mean, that's inevitable.
She's
going to
see
gonna
you
have
kiss
fights.
Other girls. She's going to see you be intimate emotionally, if nothing else, with other women.
Are you worried about that?
You know, it's something we're going to have to deal with. It's definitely a situation that we're going to have to manage and discuss and be open with, you know.
I would call her, occupy her time when the bachelor is on. Her time,
yeah, do that, Chris.
So call her, get on. Hey, baby, let's get on Twitter. Let's tweet.
Cover her face.
Call the power company. Call the power company from where she lives and turn off her power every Monday night. And what was your favorite gimmick from the limos when the girls got out? Which one was your favorite?
What worked and what didn't work?
You know, the hug worked pretty well.
Yeah,
apparently
so. That was awkwardly long, Chris.
That was way long.
Well, it was really obvious. You saw that coming from a mile away. She was going to get the first impression, Rose, and she did.
She made an impression. That's what it's all about. And when you get a hug from a girl like that, I don't care how long it is. I'm not going to lie.
Dude, I thought you guys were going to be in an ultimate fighting competition. She was hugging you so
hard. Yeah, I thought you were going to tap out.
And what was the ones that didn't work?
You know,
the heart
was disgusting.
A little over the top.
The penny in the shoe.
You know, when it really came down to it, I've been in that position and know what they're trying to do. They're trying to put themselves out there and make an impression. It can come across as a little silly or goofy, but they're all extremely nervous. And it was fun to see what they had came up with. And knowing that it was all for me and to make an impression on me, it was flattering. But the
pig nose was pretty bad. You got to
admit. See, you could never look at her again and not see the pig nose.
Why didn't you keep her?
That was...
You're right. It's worse watching it on TV than in person. I'm like, yeah, that's cute, whatever, you're doing something. But now watching it back, the pig nose was a little bit awkward.
All right, Chris.
Make sure you watch The Bachelor tonight with Chris Sewells. Any last words on our show, Chris?
No, I'm glad to have... on, and I hope you guys enjoy the journey. It's going to be pretty exciting, and the next episode's going to be nothing short of funny and crazy.
Why? What's going to happen?
You're going to watch. But,
you got to give us something, Chris.
You're trying again.
It will be crazy.
Yeah. Something.
Watch.
Yes or no, the girl you picked is pregnant now.
No.
Oh, dang it, Chris.
Why would you think that?
Because you never know.
Is that on the internet?
I don't know.
No, we started the rumor.
I heard rumors.
Okay, we'll start that rumor. That'll be a good one.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Bye, Chris.
See you, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
Bye, all Chris right. Farming.
Man, I like him.
He's a nice guy.
I
never
him.
Said he wasn't a nice guy.
No, you didn't.
Good for you, Kelly. I know that was difficult for you.
Kelly, I was so close to being like, you know, there's just some mean tweets about you, like this one in particular.
Yeah.
From @KellyRaspberry.
Okay. Truth tree.
Okay, go ahead, Al.
We were going to play a little joke on you, Kelly.
Yeah.
Truth tree. Oh, wow. Did you see
Kelly? Who thought otherwise?
Big Al.
Okay, this is JC's.
We got to go. We got to go.
No, who thought otherwise? I wasn't a part of this.
We got to go.
JC wanted to, after we got him on the phone, the three of us were to just walk out so that you could just do the interview by yourself.
Because you didn't want to.
I would have. Yeah. I would have because I am a professional, but you would have had hell to pay.
That's
later.
What I said, Kelly. I said, I heard about this first thing this morning. And I said, I'm not doing that.
Honestly, I was looking out for you, Kelly, because you didn't want us to bring up that you've called them.
Whatever, JC.
It's not nice. What I do behind people's backs is not nice.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
I love myself.
I love this bit.
I love myself.
Because you came up with it.
It's, no, I think it's a bunch of us did. I think. I don't remember
committee.
Who comes up with what anymore.
It's a bit by committee.
This is where you get to brag on yourself.
Yeah, not too bad.
Not too bad, just
you
a little
brag
thing.
Brag on yourself. You came up with it.
You know, like, just a little thing. Like this morning, I turned on my car, and it was on empty. The yellow light.
Yeah.
And I made it all the way to work. I love myself.
Hey, Jenna, you took a risk and it paid off.
I don't know if I'm going to make it to the gas station after work,
but for now.
I love myself.
And you know what? I noticed on Thursday that I was getting a free preview of all the movie channels that I don't pay for.
Oh, really? No.
So I went through all the catalogs and I recorded about 7 movies that I can watch whenever I feel like it without paying. I love myself.
All right. I like that. I like that. A girl disrespected me and my girlfriend in my bar. She's grabbing my junk. I threw her out. I love myself.
Oh, you would die to tell that all the
time. Al's just bragging that he got grabbed.
Some girl touched me.
Oh, I got grabbed.
Yeah, dude, she was like... Anyway.
You wouldn't have...
That's another story.
I wasn't able to be sassy with anyone this weekend, but Macy wrote in on Facebook, I finally got my daughter to listen to something else besides Frozen. I love myself.
Oh, yeah. That'll get stuck in your head. Our phone number, by the way, is 800-KID-LIVE.
Yeah, call us. Tell us why you love yourself. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
This one's great. Ryan wrote us on Facebook, wifey had us on some sort of diet for the new year. Well, I convinced her to order a pizza over the weekend. Nice. I love myself and a pizza. Diet didn't last
It's long. So easy to break somebody during the weekend. It's like, come on, we'll go back to it on Monday.
Yeah, that's right.
Leslie says, I convinced my husband to watch football on the small TV in the bedroom. So I could watch the Golden Globes on the big TV in the living room.
What?
I love myself. Yeah.
This is so typically male.
Okay.
Doug, the drive to see family in Florida for Christmas usually takes just over 10 hours. And thanks to my awesome driving skills, this year I made it in 9 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I love myself.
That's how you shave 45 minutes.
That's such a dude thing.
Because the speed limit is off.
Shave 45 minutes.
No, the speed limit should be changed to like 95 when you're on the open roads when there's nobody around.
Yeah, it's
you know?
Safe.
Mm-hmm. Because I think we made it to California once driving when it should take us 20 hours. We made it in 18.
Wow.
You're right, Kelly. It's a guy thing. We love trumping. Oh, you know what? I made it to Houston in like an hour and a half.
Right.
Get Curtis from the dog trainer. Yeah.
Because you guys didn't pull over to go to the bathroom.
No.
And that's what I can't stand about guys.
That's what Gatorade bottles are for. It's really difficult to drive and do that.
So you're saying it's a skill?
Yeah.
And he's the best at it.
I'm not the best at it.
Lots of practice.
Yeah. If you try it in my car, you better be the best at it. Because I don't want you spilling.
Oh, that'll happen from time to time, Al. I mean, nobody's perfect.
We want to hear why you love yourself.
Let's
800-543-3548.
You want to do your geek it, Kelly?
805 geek it.
Thank you.
Necessary.
Hey, Samantha.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm just dandy. And yourself?
Oh, we're doing great. We want to know why you love yourself.
I got engaged on the 20th, and as of this weekend, we got our whole venue booked and wedding planned for August. I love myself.
Wow.
Yeah, when you say we, you mean you, right? You did.
We did it together. He's great.
She's so in love. It don't even matter.
You're rushing that wedding, aren't you?
No, that's the secret. Is you make the decision and move on. You don't stress and keep looking. And you make the decision, move on, right?
Be honest, Samantha.
Yes, ma'am. When you know, and just go with it. Why wait?
Right. What did he get to plan?
He's got to plan the music. He's helped pick the venue. He's helped with photographer. Very involved.
Oh, I believe you then.
Wow.
I just got stuck with the music.
I love him.
I would never let the guy pick the playlist.
I know. Oh, we're going to pick all hip-hop and dance music.
Mm-hmm. Good luck with his forte.
Good luck, Samantha. Have fun at your wedding.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too.
I wonder if she's going to go to like 5 friends' weddings in between now and then.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the biggest problem.
That's what
girls
makes you change.
Probably go to weddings of friends in between. They're like, oh, wait, I want to do that. I want to do that with the flowers.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Chelsea, welcome to I Love Myself. How you doing?
Hi, I'm great. I'm so excited to talk to you guys.
Come on.
What's going on?
My son missed the bus this morning, and I had to take him to school, and I still made it to work on time. So I love myself.
There you go.
Well done.
Now, why do you miss the bus?
Was it your fault?
Yeah.
It just drove on past us.
Hate that.
Oh, so you were there, and the bus just didn't stop?
Nope, my son's 5, so I was standing at the bus stop with him, and it just drove on past us.
Wow.
That's a traumatic experience when you're 5 and the bus just drives past you.
Because
you're like, how am I going to get to school now?
Thank God mommy's there.
Mommy's going to take it.
Did he cry, Chelsea?
No, he thought it was creepy walking home, though.
Yeah. No school today.
Yeah, when I was little, I think I would have cried over that. Thanks, Chelsea.
You were a sensitive child.
I was.
You were emotional.
I was just scared that I was going to be late to school at all times. I don't know why that
Megan is that girl. She went to the gym 4 times last week. New Year's resolution off to a great start. I love myself. Mm. Oh, yeah, that was my New Year's resolution, too. Hadn't made it there just yet.
Kelly, how's your gym thing going?
I said I wasn't going to talk about it on the radio.
I asked
because
you about
obviously
it.
It's annoying.
It's not.
Well,
no.
She hurt me. I couldn't walk. And I told her, I sat there with the woman and I told her, look, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm going to be the worst client you ever had.
And you are.
But I don't want to get to the point where I can't get up off the toilet.
I know.
And that happened?
That's very important.
It's so hard when
that's
you're
a good
crawling.
Thing.
But that's exactly what happened. And I'm finally, you know, starting to feel better today and I got to go back today.
Mm.
Now I've got my... Can't be my arm. We did arms. I'm like, oh.
Well, it's the hardest part. Kelly
working
always
out
does
sucks.
The hardest part, though.
But I've lost 2 pounds.
See, there you go, Kelly. You love
what
yourself.
What are you going to do?
There you go.
You did have an I love myself. Mayhemer?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Come on.
Good. How are you?
Let's hear yours.
I am headlining my first burlesque performance in Phoenix, and I love myself.
I do, too. I love
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing burlesque dance?
I have been doing it for 3 years now.
And you're headline material.
That's awesome.
Do you get to be in like
yeah,
a big a martini glass?
Do you do the big feather fans?
No. I don't have an act like that. Some really big performers actually have like the giant martini glass and bathtub acts like that. But I do more nerdless. Like nerdy themes.
Okay.
Burlesque. Yes.
Hey, I'm watching my radio right now. Go ahead and do a move for me right now. Do one of your best burlesque moves while I watch my microphone.
There's a glove peel.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, man.
A little tease.
All right.
I love burlesque.
Well, congratulations on that.
Have fun, Mamer.
Stay off the pole.
Thank you.
All right. She did, Al. She's doing burlesque.
I know. I'm just saying. Sometimes burlesque leads to
classy
other things.
Stuff.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
It can.
Who said that?
I'm just asking. I'm just giving her a bit of advice. Stay off the pole.
Oh, it's the gateway?
It's the
gateway dance?
Yeah. You never know.
Uh-oh. We're doing I Love Myself. This is where you get to brag a little bit. Lindsay, why do you love yourself?
I love myself because I caught my boyfriend cheating, and I maintained composure, and I did not go carry Underwood on his truck.
Oh, wow.
Good for you.
So you actually walked in on it.
Yes.
Oh, that happens.
I'm proud of you for controlling your emotions like that. I'm sorry.
It was hard, but...
I know.
Did you forgive him? You forgive him?
No, you don't forgive that.
Hold on.
And give him another chance?
Not yet.
Not yet, she said.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Hold on. Maybe he has a good excuse.
I don't think you can forgive that when you see it.
So what happened, Lindsay? Did you go to his house? Was it your guys' house? What happened?
It used to be our house, but I had moved out.
Uh-huh.
We were having some problems, and but we were still together.
Mm-hmm.
We've been together 2.5 years.
Was she hot?
I really didn't get a good look at her.
I mean, sometimes you can look at a girl, your boyfriend's cheating, and the girl's high. You're like, okay, I can see that.
No.
That never happens like that.
You always wonder what you would do in that. And so you walked in, you saw what was happening, and you just left? Or you yelled at him for a second, and then you left?
Oh, yeah. I yelled at him for a second.
Yeah. Said a bunch of things. You probably don't remember what you said.
Did she run out of the house naked?
Oh, yeah, that's always a good one.
No, she stayed there.
Man, I am so sorry that happened to you, Lindsay.
Sorry.
But way to keep your composure.
And don't take him back.
Yeah.
Don't take him back.
Oh,
at least not yet.
Yeah, maybe in like 2 years when he comes around.
Wow. I remember those days.
You remember those days? How many times did you get caught out?
Yeah, that's interesting. How many times did you get caught in the act?
Honest,
probably just 2 or 3.
You
two
can't
or
remember
three?
2 or 3?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I wouldn't think those situations would blur together.
Yeah, 2 or 3 that I can remember off the top of my head.
By different girlfriends?
Yeah.
So you cheat on everyone.
Over the years. I don't make any qualms about back in the day, I was a player.
But you got caught 3 times.
I was. I
wasn't
you a very,
weren't a very good one.
I wasn't a very good player, but I was a player back in the day. But, I turned over a new leaf. Well, that's in the past.
No, you got tired.
I got lazy.
Yes. Al got lazy.
I sure did.
Oh, this one's one that everybody's trying now.
Okay.
Rayleigh, what'd you do that you're proud of this weekend?
I went to the mall this weekend with my husband, and I was able to buy a size 4 pair of jeans. And as of 10 months ago, I was wearing a size 14 jean.
Good job.
So I love myself.
Hey.
Yeah, we love you too.
All that hard work paid off for you.
How about that?
What did you do? I mean, how did you, was it just diet and exercise, or did you do some particular plan or what?
I actually, a lot of what I did was I just really focused on portion control.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you go to a restaurant, just taking only half of what
they give,
they give you as the portions. Yeah, that makes a huge difference because you think you want to eat everything on that plate, but really...
I don't think I do.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get sore to where you couldn't sit on the toilet like Kelly this week?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Mm. See, it can be done, Kelly. It can be done.
Well, just not by me.
Have a great day, Riley. Congratulations.
Congrats.
Thanks.
That's a good feeling when you buy some jeans.
Man. And
the jean thing is great. That's how I can gauge because like I can barely button my jeans right now. And it's always the jeans. That's how I know.
I bought a pair of 34s. Uh-huh. I had worn 34s in years. I bought the most expensive pair of 34 jeans I could find. And I wore them a couple times and I gained weight back.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We were just talking off air, and Jenna's about to reveal to us something she did with her sort of kind of boyfriend.
Yeah. Mm.
A presentation.
Yeah.
And she says the one thing she took away from this is that she is blinking crazy.
Yeah.
You're weird.
Do you ever have moments that, I mean, I know that's what you can, like, find something you love in someone else when you're both just kind of weird. But sometimes I sit there, and I think when I'm alone a lot, I'm like, I'm weird.
Weird
the
is cool.
The posts I make on Instagram or the things that I do, I'm weird. And this is really
examples or something.
Well, you know, think about what I do to my dog. And I just, I mean, 10 years of life. Yeah. And now all of a sudden I start ordering weird costumes for him. And I do photo shoots with him. I'm a crazy dog lady, I guess. But I do it just because it makes me like laugh to the point of tears.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a weirdo. I'm a weirdo. Yeah. And this is probably the weirdest thing I've ever done. So over vacation, a romance started rekindling a little bit.
A re-romance.
With ex-boyfriend.
Oh,
yeah.
Double dip. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like triple
or
dip.
Or triple dip. Yeah.
It really is. I know. I'm never getting back together with him, right? But he's been being wonderful. I can go back and justify whatever. But so I've been open to it. And we were both out of town, didn't see each other for a couple of weeks. And he said,
absence makes the heart grow fonder.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. And,
right,
and he's been being, you know, boyfriend of the year. And so
I wanted Al so bad after our 2 weeks of Christmas vacation.
You did?
It's past now.
And then in person.
Now that
like,
I've seen him, I'm
right. Yeah, right, I guess it does. And when he's in Australia, he goes, I want you to pick anywhere in the world you'd like to go for spring break.
Was he drunk when he said this?
No, okay. He meant it. And we do, I mean, that was one thing with both of us. We love to travel and go to weird places. So we love to travel. And so tell me where you want to go and we'll start planning it. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I'm not going to let this opportunity pass me by. But I didn't go out the second week of vacation. Like, I didn't leave my apartment and I was ordering lots of stuff online. So I decided I'm not going to tell him where I want to go on vacation. I'm going to show him.
You planned a full-on...
I planned a presentation. I'm talking...
Oh. Multimedia?
I'm talking... I made a slideshow on my laptop.
PowerPoint?
Wow.
So I'll tell you where I want to go.
Did you get a clicker?
I want to go... I was thinking somewhere kind of cool and random. Uh-huh. Somewhere different.
Asia, where do you got? Any guesses? Asia?
Asia's pretty cool.
This is the thing. I would love...
Very large.
I accidentally looked at her Instagram.
That's
sorry.
Okay. Oh. I just posted a photo
on
Instagram.
I don't know how to guess.
We're
going to
show
right.
you photos on... They'll be on the website as well at kidnation.com because you guys haven't seen these photos yet. I haven't shown you.
You're a beachy type person.
Well, you know what? I am beachy, but I also... What's like something I love more than anything?
Pigs, pugs, animals.
Animals, right. So I decided... I really have always wanted to go to Morocco.
Morocco.
I thought, Morocco's, it's only 3 hours from Paris.
Oh, okay.
And I was thinking, so I was going to do a dual, like, we'll stop in Paris and then we'll just get on the flight and go to Morocco.
Morocco? Isn't that where French Montana's from?
I don't know. Aww. I think so. I'll be totally honest. I don't know anything about Morocco. It's not that warm in March, but I just thought it would be a very exotic, funny, interesting place to go.
Morocco.
I did some research. They have cool hotels. There's a casino.
It's got a cool
name. Of course, that's part of my slideshow. There's animals everywhere. You can go trekking on camels in the desert.
Mm. On Wednesdays?
So I order a camel costume for my pug. I order a belly dancing costume, complete with the wrist hand accessories. Here you go. You guys take a look at the photo.
Jenna.
I got lanterns. I got a hookah. I got a tablecloth, dishes. I ended up not making dinner because by the time Friday came around, I was tired.
Yeah.
And I was going to have a full Moroccan dinner.
KidNation.com for the pictures.
So I went
Moroccan?
No, I was actually just going to go buy it and bring it back, and then I decided not to.
What's Moroccan food?
I don't even know.
Chicken.
I don't even know. You guys, I don't even know anything.
Like
so I made a slideshow of all these cool activities to do, and then so then he's coming over. And I'm in a, I got a little headpiece of jewelry. I wrapped my head up. I got a belly dancing costume on, even though I like didn't go to the gym once last week.
Right.
I got Max in his camel costume, and he hated it because he had been having diarrhea, and it was just a nightmare for
the
poor dog.
Camel.
I felt like such a bully putting him in a costume.
Guess
so I get all dressed up, and I'm at home, and I'm like, wow. This is it. Like, this is going to take 5 minutes, and I'm in this costume. And he has no idea where I'm
going
to say. He has no idea where I'm going to want to go. And I suddenly realize I feel, like, nervous and silly because he's about to walk in here, and I don't even have really anything that cool except this whole place. I have incense burning, Moroccan music.
Your dog is dressed like a camel. What's cooler than that?
Did you have your roommate be an assistant or something, or
no,
just
no,
you and your dog?
No, she was busy doing stuff, and I thought I needed, like, a videographer there. I'm
something.
Like, wait, so now I'm going to have him take a photo of me so I could show you guys. Yeah,
oh,
I
he's
felt
the one
so
that took
silly.
It?
So I opened the door and just let Max run outside in his camel costume because I felt silly. And on top of it, he said the only place in the world he really didn't want to go is Egypt. That's something he had told me
so
in recent weeks. So I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, this is basically the same kind of place.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
I don't know
different.
A lot about geography.
So
there's no pyramids,
you know,
in Morocco,
Egypt,
right?
You know, they do the Egyptian walk.
Just,
yeah,
there's
Friday,
no pyramids in Morocco.
So I'm thinking
my two
places that I'm going here, you know, going with this are Paris and Morocco. You know, like I'll just hang out in Paris. So then what happens? You know, the worst possible thing that could happen in Paris happens.
Oh, yeah.
That,
yeah.
You know, as I'm about to do this presentation, and then these camels, like, what are the chances that these camels just trample two people to death in
the news?
So as Max is in a camel costume and I'm trying to sell Paris and then Morocco and riding camels that are very aggressive and dangerous. But it's all right. This is the thing. Sort of boyfriend's a very typical guy.
That's what
very
we call
not
him, sort of boyfriend.
Very non-emotional. Well, I've never said his name, so I don't know.
Yeah. We don't know if he's boyfriend or not. So he's sort of.
Well, that's just become his name. So even when he's full boyfriend, he's still sort of.
Let's start calling him Rocco.
Why?
Yeah.
Because Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon named their son Moroccan, and
Rocco.
They call him Rocco, don't they?
Mm-hmm. All right, so Rocco's there. What's up?
So Rocco comes in, sits down, not much reaction, and I go through. I'm standing up in my outfit.
He does realize you're dressed up in costume. That he did. You know what I mean? You know, maybe he just thought you redecorated, and this is just your new fashion trend.
Because I don't know what Moroccan people dress like, so I would walk in and be
like, "Hey,
he
nice pants."
He might have thought you were trying something new.
I think it threw him a little bit, and then I stand up and I have my slideshow with music, Moroccan music in the background.
And now he's thinking, "Sexy time."
Uh huh.
Yeah.
That's what I'd be thinking.
And I'm covered, and I'm hitting the slideshow, showing him all the features of Morocco, the trip, like RVing in the desert.
RVing in the, what are you gonna cook, meth?
No, you go RV, you know, like off-roading in the desert, riding camels, and then there's like fashionable monkeys in the square in Marrakesh. I'm showing him all these things that I would
love.
You have
a fashionable monkey on the phone right now.
Oh, my gosh. And then after about 5 minutes, it takes all of 5 minutes, and the presentation's over. And I found these goats. There's goats that stand in the trees. Goats! Do we have this photo?
You can go to East Texas.
These goats stand in the trees.
Oh.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
How do they get up there?
I don't know.
Maybe
there's goats.
Trees.
They climb the trees. So, of course, I show them all this animal stuff. I don't even know how into it he is. And I finish.
Oh, go to Kid TV right now. There's a goat in a tree.
That's got to be Photoshop.
No, it's not.
No way they can climb trees.
It's in Morocco. These goats are in the trees. How cool. And you know how weird I am with animals. How cool is that?
Morocco is full of liars. There's no way those goats could climb trees.
There's a goat in a tree.
I can't climb a tree, and I'm human.
When goats climb trees.
Yeah, that's when I go.
Hey, when pigs swim. So I do this, and I don't know what you can't have expectations out of a guy when you do something, because us as girls, when we bake or we make you something and we get really creative or romantic, we expect you to be like,
anything.
And he's just sitting there.
Yeah.
I felt so silly, and I'm like, that's my presentation. He goes, all right, what's the weather like in Morocco that time of year? I'm like, I don't know. It's cold. Does it matter? Like, there's no way you can say no to this, right?
He goes, okay.
He goes, well, let's go to dinner and we'll talk about it. I'm like,
after all that.
He's passing up high fashion monkeys.
Oh, No. He liked it. He liked it. But, you know.
Flesh it out.
Typical guy wants to start getting the details worked out. Like, I don't think we should do two places. Let's just go. And I'm just kind of like, oh. He was like, you look great. Are you going to change before dinner? I'm like, yeah. I went to dinner and got so drunk and then started the girl thing that's like, I just don't understand why you didn't react better and that for an hour. And then I realized, gosh, Jenna, don't do that. You know, and subsequently he's like, it was really great. You know, he's just not emotional. So I don't know what I expected.
How do you spell Morocco?
M-A-M-O-R-O-C-C-O.
Why? What are you looking up?
I was trying to get the weather. Is it in Tuscany? No. There's a lot of Morocco.
It's in Africa.
There's one in Indiana, actually.
It's in Africa.
I want to go to Morocco, Indiana.
Let's see what the weather's like in Morocco.
African owned by the French, right?
So, I think he likes it.
Right now in Morocco, Indiana.
It's in Indiana.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.